Episode of 42. It's time to get naked with our emotions. And what better way to do that than acknowledge what is happening exactly when we're upset and cantankerous? We're pretty visible and we're naked to the world. So instead of being so publicly exposed, how about if we learn some good tricks how to rein that in and get us back on solid ground and put chaos and our nakedness in its place once and for all? Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. We have a delicious topic today on naked emotions. And, you know, it's so perfect for a hot June day when I am recording this, when, you know, the fans and the weather is just kind of excruciatingly at battle with each other. The fan's trying to throw out the humidity and the humidity is trying to come in the window. And I don't want to have my air conditioner on because that will really crank up a little background noise. And, you know, it makes you just almost want to like shed your clothes and your layers and just do a podcast. Anywho, we're not talking about that necessarily. We're talking about emotions, and we're talking about how to acknowledge those emotions that really reveal ourselves to the world in a way that isn't always so pleasant. And that happens when we're upset and angry, and we're stomping our feet, and we're snorting, and just life is miserable. And that's exactly what the way chaos likes to have us. So I want to talk about the emotional piece there and what we do with it. And it's really essentially a skill to help a person when they are emotional, when they are naked to the world with their emotions, to help them rein that in and move on. And the way we do that is really simply by acknowledging the emotions. Because if you don't acknowledge it, what happens is people will keep on pushing it down and we tuck it away. We're so good at compartmentalizing ourselves, aren't we? And that's not a great thing. It's not a great thing when your emotion is the hooking point and that is creating an obstacle for us to move forward. So I like to just kind of call it for what it is, you know, reveal that emotion, get naked. You're already naked in front of the world. If you're like crying or storming out and really angry, that is a piece of us. It's not just standing nude. Nudity is different. Nudity is really different. Naked is our heartbeat, our self, our being, putting that out to all to make their own judgment. So I like to share with you a scene that happened to me where this guy that I was working with, he was really naked with his emotions. And it was a very powerful moment. And the skill here was my ability to acknowledge his emotions allowed him to move through his emotions. And here's the scene. It was years ago when I was working as a crisis clinician at a local hospital, and I got a call late at night to come in and do an evaluation on a gentleman who was described as being catatonic. And that meant that he was probably sitting stock still and not talking to anyone. So I drive to the hospital that evening, and I arrive, I go to the nurse station, and they tell me, yep, he's in the room, he's not speaking to anyone, and his wife and father-in-law are also in there. Okay, so I go down the hallway, I'm about to enter the room, and out comes the wife and the father-in-law, and they're pretty at, you know, boy, they're feeling a little naked too, because they are at wit's end, they don't know what to do, and they have never seen this guy at this state before, so it was scary for them. Any time that we see a family member or a loved one or even a person we don't know acting really different from what we are used to, that could be scary. And in many ways, it's almost like we turn away as we would when we see a person who's naked and they're not supposed to be in that state right then. So I then proceeded into the room and they held back a little and I went in to introduce myself. And as I was doing that, no sooner did I start speaking, the guy rose up and started walking out. Now, in most scenarios, you know, this guy was not admitted at this point into the hospital. He was, you know, just seeking help, and we were, you know, definitely worried about him. But I asked people to kind of stand back, and I said, I'm going to be following you. And the wife and the father-in-law just kind of looked at me, and for whatever reason, the confidence was given to me, the authority, I guess, because of my position as a crisis clinician. I gotta say that I was feeling safe. I had my personal safety in check. I did not feel threatened. He was not in a really noticing me other than wanting to move away from me. And the scene didn't feel really dangerous. He was moving. And for me, that felt like forward progress. What happened next was we kind of went through the hospital and following him along, and it was quiet. It was a pretty quiet rural hospital. And I figured, yeah, God, this guy, he's pretty rational. He knows how to move around through the hospital. He must be local. And he gets himself out the main entrance, and we go out on the front lawn, which was a big expansive, or is a big expansive, like front lawn. And he goes and stands out there, and I see a police car, because by now the ER had called the police, and he was standing back, the officer in the car. And I didn't have a chance yet. I was still hanging out with this guy. And he's stopping in the middle of the lawn, and I just look at him, and I'm thinking, man, this guy, he's naked in his emotions. He is just, he's just forecasting everything. He's standing there with his fists held. You could feel his body almost trembling underneath. I mean, the clothes are not hiding much. I mean, once we go to that real primal state where our emotions have so consumed us, everything is revealed. So what I said next was kind of key. I said to him very gently, "May I put my hand on your shoulder?" And he nodded his head, and I could see his bottom lip trembling. That's a hard word to say, lip trembling. And the next thing he did was he started to cry as soon as I put my hand on his shoulder. And I mean, he let out a good cry. And that was exactly what he needed to do. And that just exposed his inner self. And probably that was going to be really hard for him to do in front of his father-in-law and in front of his wife. And he needed me, that neutral party, I hope, to be able to contain that space and allow him to have permission to cry. And I just did that simply by acknowledging his emotion, acknowledging his state, giving that moment of just simple, "May I put my hand on your shoulder?" Now, after he was done crying, the next thing that happened was I talked to him a little bit, and he explained to me that he was just having a really hard time with his taxes, and that he was super distraught over it and didn't really know what to do. And, you know, I then went into my counseling mode of, you know, that it's not the end of the world. Like, everybody has a hard time with their taxes, and, you know, we take one day at a time. You ask for an extension, and you don't have to do it all at once. You don't have to go into such a deep place. There is always a choice. There's always a choice in our darkest hours to step out of that and to kind of move forward. So that's what he was able to do. And truthfully, what happened next was really, truly amazing for me, because I reflect back at it and I say, you know, that was exactly what needed to happen, which was I told the police officer I was okay to stand back. And this guy just started walking. And I started walking with him. We walked off of the hospital grounds. I walked down towards Main Street, which was, you know, it was pretty dark out. It was closed at night. I did not feel personally threatened at any point. He just needed to walk and talk. And we did. And eventually his wife came and picked him up. And I think we probably gave each other a hug and said good night and, you know, take care. And just to help another person at that moment, I don't regret what I did at all, because what I did was avoid a full-on admission. This guy just needed to walk and talk and have that ability to allow his emotions to be naked to the world and then move on. And that is such a great thing when we feel like chaos is weighing us down and we cannot move forward. And those who help others in that state of distress, all we need to do to help an emotion reveal its nakedness and move on is to acknowledge it. By hand placement, may I place my hand here? By standing in silence, holding back, and actively listening without saying more. To just hold the space for a person and allow them to emote. And sometimes I might also say to acknowledge the emotion for a person. If I see that they're quivering, I'll say that, you know, I see that your body's shaking. Sometimes that will just begin to allow them to begin that emotion and let that release come out. Or I'll say, I'm going to exhale if you'd like to join me. And as I exhale, sometimes as I begin inhaling, to clear my head again, that could allow the emote and acknowledge that emotion. And I also at times say, let the tears come, which is something that was said to me. And when that was first said to me many years ago, it really impacted me because I never heard that before. And one of my dear beloveds who said that to me really made a big impact for me. It allowed me to emote in a way that I needed and to allow myself to be naked to the world. And that's, you know, we come into the world naked. We're going to go out of the world naked. And as we move through life, we reveal ourselves. We reveal our vulnerability, our humanity to all. And there's no reason to feel embarrassed about that. Now, that little scenario that I was talking about at the hospital as a crisis clinician, that is in my book, Leading Chaos, and it's titled Permission to Cry. So if you've been following along on this Leading Chaos story, we are on part 23. And again, this is episode 42, and it's titled Naked Emotions. And I would love it if you could share this with someone else, even if you talk about it, and encourage them to listen to the podcast. That would provide a bigger reach and to people that probably need to hear about it. Because who doesn't need to be acknowledged and have our emotions acknowledged occasionally, especially when the timing is right? So that is tip number 3 of the 10 tips for redirecting conflict. And again, that's out of the Leading Chaos book. And there's a link on the podcast website. That's leadingchaospodcast.com. You could find the links to that book there. Next week, we'll be talking about tip number 4, which is titled Take One Step at a Time. And that's where I'll be talking about progressive interventions. And that's a really fantastic tool. Once you get that, you will open doors and put chaos in its little compartment exactly where it needs to be and be able to go on and have a beautiful day. So that's win-win, eh? All right. Well, it is still hot and sticky out, and I'm thinking about going to swim somewhere, take a little beach break, and get this podcast out to you all. I hope in the meantime that you're starting your first week of summer in the best way possible. I recorded this on June, and the date actually is June 23rd, 2015. And, you know, we got a warning today for tornadoes and hurricanes and everything, and that gets to be muggy weather where I am in New England. So what better way than to take a little dip? And I'm not going to get naked, but I'm going to get wet. Right. Ooh, this is a hot topic. All right. This is Rhea Wincoller signing off for now. You be kind, you be safe, and help others when they're feeling naked to the world to put a little dressing on that and help others move through it. All right, my friends, ciao for now.